day. We ask the blessing of your word. Help us to be wise. Help us to understand for us and move in a way that allows our life to be inserted. When we read from the scriptures tonight, help us to learn. Help us to be humble and respectful. Be patient as we watch our plans unfold. Please forgive us of our sins, and that's our prayer in your Son's name. Amen. So we mentioned a couple different times looking at the song is in some ways we're not very familiar with because it's different than many of the other parts of the scripture. Look at it and with it, especially of at least two factor number one, which is who wrote it? That's really kind of a question because it mentions Solomon's name, so we assume clearly that then we also know Solomon's life doesn't seem like Solomon's song. So then what do we do? Second reason why this unfamiliar or difficult that it doesn't seem to be kind of the old. These are a collection of what we would consider love poems. They are literally out there. They are love in very specific wording. It becomes a bit of because this is a Solomon of those don't necessarily seem to be things go together. They will know of them. Some of them were royal arrangements, so these were marriages produced, created union nations. Some of them were quite different, even close relationships, they are necessarily the towards all. So we have that going on. But make sure we count that are important. Number one, this is wisdom literature. What that means is that we can't approach it purely from the idea. Wisdom literature is written in the sense of we would approach it. It is written in generalities. Here's a simple one. We all really quickly right way he should go. When he is old, he shall general term or a specific general. It's general because look at God's people. Being taught this of them depart. They do. Understand that rather than the way that wisdom books are written. Wisdom books, by the way, include, for remember, it includes Job, includes Ecclesiastes, it includes Proverbs that all. Be also read Solomon, or I would say this needs to be good. The Psalm written Solomon, the wisdom song, and in the song itself, simply makes offhanded statements that are negative. He is multitude of in the song poems themselves, the parties that are close. Further, we don't necessarily look at this song. This song is on a hunt for specific moral. The Bible is full of moral truths. There are various morality realms, in the Old Testament, in Leviticus, Exodus, and even in the prophets, all of them are very moralistic and reasoned, leading someone to either do or do. None of that really is incorporated in the song. Don't look in there to find answers to moral truths. Further, it's important to note in the text the key participants. Gets mentioned at least twice. Who's that? I think Solomon is mentioned in the title, but he's also mentioned two times in poetry. Who else is here? We got a shepherd woman. And there's some lesser known the chorus or siblings are referred to in various relations. In short form, the story in these series of poems pulled together really is depiction of love being seen, and love being understood. A lot of pressure in the song that is, and you see the poet with ideas of do not awaken love before it's time. You see them racing for one another until they're interrupted. It's just a lot of emotional anticipation place in there as well. Further, it's important to recognize that while there are marital themes that come up, Mary's bed related themes that come up, it's actually the minor focus of the song. In the song, in a larger space, it's a relationship, patient, together, all of the things that are small, build relations. The larger emphasis of poetry than basic components. We're going to see a lot of that. Also, there are, though not moralistic, there are lots of there in here too. You need harmony. Some that are surface and simple, and some that require us to dig. Dealt with the poetic work of Ecclesiastes and Ecclesiastes, a part of the text. And Solomon, who wrote Ecclesiastes, talks about in a very specific way. You got to remember one of those ancient Ecclesiastes were? One of them called eyes. Shutters grow down. What does all of the components uses in driving age to do? But if I were to literalize to try all songs through old and windows is all of those things. Surrealist art. Because it's the idea that so in the Song of Solomon, when you talk about your hair of goats, two principles from the dilemmas are not necessarily the way you should have your hair if you want to dwell with your hair. Your hair that way, and it could be true, but you're going to go out and go the other direction. Idea, because we also have things in our own personal relationships and in our own consciousness that do minutes as we kind of work through to break it. Here are some things to look at. You can take notes if you'd like to. I want to look for them. And look for them. I want to learn why the poet uses these terms. And secondly, how does that relate to understanding of the relationship. Maybe there are things in that, whether they be most close to marriage, or long family space, or space of brethren, or space amongst people, and all mankind. So, first and foremost, in the Song of Songs, by the way, Song of Songs, the way that Hebrew literature to Holy of Holies means according to the ideas of those who come up with this is the number one song. It's like Jesus Holy of Holies. So with the idea just get where it fits in the spiritual. So, in the text, we see a number of unique to the relationship that are in the part of the narrative. For things like and they occur in the text. Just as Galatians, and they actually help us. Poetry is describing people who are knowing each other and getting to know each other. Before, but typically, for gentlemen or girls, or now, you have done something significant. All your buddies are around you. Once it happens, it's not going away. It is basically that you own them. Then most embrace it, and it becomes their body nickname. Marriages, it's the same thing. Poetry. Look for the pet name. Take your, pen, you're using your scriptures, and this goes to this person, and then you can fill it in or code for you. Because ebb and flow of the relationship. He preaches up in he's going to in relationship. You love everybody and see you don't like most of them. So there's an ebb and flow of relationship, right? Very much. You don't want the person to be off the table. But if you're wanting to treat them, our friendship will come back. Second thing, in this section of the scriptures, you're going to see some attributes of the blessed of marriage expressed. Use a little space right. Something really important, particularly because both of them folks are present person fall into realms of parents, grandparents, everything. One of the things that's helpful for you speaks about their relationships to the future is fear of physical fear of what it would be like, fear of awaken love too soon, almost with questions. Growing up, physical intimacy never discussed at home, from the pulpit, or in the and if it did occur in the text we were going through, approach the study. Just skip the here. If you do, it very well can create conflict in your identity as a leader. If you know the parts you're supposed to know before you and you're supposed to know more about them. So we've got to do a better job own individuals in those areas. Also, we have the brethren we love. So, was said before we began studies, could be an awkward class, and could be a study at book. Already pretty confident about not being a in the Old Testament, in the literature of grandmother's Proverbs, broad terms, danger, spiritual relationship of things to be aware of, concern about war, often too great wisdom. Job 31, not a worthy man. Proverbs 31, not a worthy woman. If you want biblical illustration of those two people, Boaz and Ruth, great illustration, but a worthy woman, a worthy man. Even in their courtship, they hold themselves back, even though there are pressures. Ruth's pushing them under, they wait until the appropriate. The great illustration of a number of parts of the relationship. So, in the marital life is going to be exposed. Further, you see the dynamic of the differences of the or the terms used as part of being in the image of very much on display. These people have different needs and different emotional spaces. New Testament, you know. I'll tell you that someone has misquoted it before. It has to do with the difference between male and female, right? And I'm not saying that women and men are stronger and weaker, the way we relate to each other. We've seen people treat a woman as if she wasn't. How many women that you know are doing porcelain dolls? Zero of them, right? But all we have to do as gentlemen is approach the relationship. And actually, that shows the being relationship with hair is treated toward and toward the man. There's a balance of mission in those relationships. And here, explore. Further, in the Psalm of Solomon, the best of all the faith of all the so you're going to read and understand that. Does anyone deny that culture of success that males and females get? Make regulations and culture on laws to understand further, even in our homes, even in our congregational, we behave in a way that's aware of those differences. It's important to observe over on these matters. So, but I want to point to this case in the songs. All the songs in the point of physical attraction is a part, but it is not the part who are significantly more experienced married than them, married for 30, 40, 50 years, they believe that's the case. It is the person from their mean no physical this one because it's not standard, it does raise up some things from standard. In Psalm 2, we get a hint where Solomon the Solomon of Israel refers to the Shulamite girl, his more goodness. I'll suggest he is a to him. And there is no area that in the courtship. And then further you see a level of the strain of commitment that takes place in the in Matthew chapter 19, the New Testament deals with we say marriage, divorce, but it exists in a place of commitment. Marriage is not saved. So much as it gives principles for it, it's big space in the thing. Of all the Psalms, but holds to this principle throughout the entire reader of Psalm 2, verse 16. I am beloved. And so there is this anticipation of possession of the relationship. Because we don't know one another, right? That's built on a principle. Ownership. Because there's something you share that makes commitment. There's no commitment because of behavior. Your behavior that doesn't commitment comes in. You force physical affection on someone who is not committed to. Do we have legal recourse? Federal. Yes, we also does being legally married change the you can legally marry that results in still be legally married because the commitment. Commitment drives and further, and this is one of the things that in the scope of the poetry, there is a sense of mutual respect and mutual included in these back and forth. The Shulamite refers to Solomon as the chiefest among Solomon. Is one that stands above six queens. It's pretty obvious that that's a component of human we be that when we right person who fits our whatever we're left and then the one that substitutes singularity doesn't mean anything. But there's a mutual respect and mutual support really only for Specifically, right, before we go through the of the book, which is right, really over. some folks suggest that wrote this. Again, the problem with this is he didn't live this, which is. But in particular, inside the song itself, there are some internal references that we have to kind of be aware of. Someone will talk of Psalms verse 1. Verse 5, and at the close in chapter 8, verse 12, about Solomon specifically. But in like chapter 3, verse 7, there's another connection to that shows Solomon referred to Solomon. So Solomon really himself as us described. Solomon, then I suggested earlier, I'll say it again, his approach in all of wisdom. Right. So there are two ways we can break out. One of them follows our outline for the right up here. It is listed here. Going on. Breaks it chunks with bonus subjects and so of red chapter 1 verse 1 all the way to 7 preparation questions look at is be our general. What we want to do is also approach it in another way. How many of you have read or been praying if played? You've been praying before, but maybe you haven't. And when we do, we tend to use well, the song, the whole of the song, can be broken down into the various scenes. Doing in addition to this helps us get to it as poetry in it. The messages are supposed to be understood in the visual and the literary way. The go do that. Two in the same is Solomon and the Shulamite each other. Scene ends with Solomon publicly embracing Shulamite. All the eyes have been on her head, though she was worthy of her king's love. All the books the approval of Shulamite. And then I comfort. You notice those snippets probably helps you understand emotion. That's part of that. And you There's something taking place in the winter. To the mountainous country of the Shilin. Because she knows there are places for her to love. Like Jerusalem, all the others who had thought that she was. By the way, if you're following, she's the country from what he. The emotive theme in a way that's remembered. Two, chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. And it's presented to us as a dream. Her affection and her anxiety rule her moment. She wants a relationship, but she's afraid that it won't. Emotions of relationship. Moves up to 3. Also, Jill is being escorted to the royal city. Great presenting shoulders, and she is important merely because she is the king. Scene 2 is strong, peak in the scene. He commands and commends the relationship with his beauty. Everything goes in. Let me get to. Wedding goes forward. And it seems as if going up. The children come to receive in this conflict and hurries to reconcile the relationship, but now it's too late. But having a becoming more significant. 6 2, Solomon had already lost, much like we had seen in the Shulamite earlier. And Oral is still on the ground. But there's a rebuild. The ships then, 6 to 7, we're getting a little perspective about Jerusalem. What was this he was working on? Her perspective. And we'll get to look at when we in the future. A few more things take place. The closing act 5 is the reunion of the two. In verse 6 through chapter 8, verse 4. By the way, I'm going to come an email too. Notes. Email will make you more. I'm going to be there by or the part. One starts in chapter 8. Relationship begins. 2 is the close, 14. The Shulamite attitude toward others who seem to be mean spirited. But now we see that. There you go. And take into some of the so I'm going to go up for the city tonight. So we're going to have.